This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Saudi Airlines aircraft crashes during takeoff at Trivandrum International Airport, killing 18 people. Government forms 5-member probe commission to investigate the plane crash. Government to provide relief amount to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for expanding Buddhist philosophy. And Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to address US Congress to bolster support for his war in Gaza. Now the news in detail. 18 people have died in the Saudi Airlines plane crash in Kathmandu. The Pokhara-bound airplane with call sign 9N AME met with an accident during the takeoff at the Trivandrum International Airport today morning. There were 19 passengers on board the plane, including crew members. The security officer deployed at the airport said the dead bodies of 18 people have been retrieved from the debris. Among the dead, a passenger is said to be a Yemeni national. The retrieved dead bodies were taken to the teaching hospital at the Maharajganj for post-mortem. The rescue team succeeded to rescue one of the pilots of the plane alive and receiving treatment at Kathmandu-based KMC Hospital. It is said that the aircraft that was flying to Pokhara with staffers and technicians for maintenance crashed accidentally. Similarly, spokesperson of the Pokhara International Airport, Jasoda Suvedi, said the aircraft was to fly to Pokhara for undergoing a technical examination that is required as per the regular schedule after flying certain hours, but not because of any fault with the aircraft. Trivandrum International Airport, which was shut in the aftermath of the crash, resumed 2 hours after the incident. Trivandrum International Airport General Manager Jagannath Nirola said domestic and international flights were resumed after 2 hours of the incident. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli visited Trivandrum International Airport today to take stock of the Saudi Airlines plane crash. Prior to the Prime Minister's Oli's visit, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Pandey and State Affairs Committee President Ramhari Khatiwara reached the accident site for inspection. The government has formed a 5-member probe commission to investigate the Saudi Airlines plane crash. The emergency meeting of the cabinet held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers formed the probe commission under the coordination of former General Director of Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Ratish Chandra Lal Suman. Talking to media persons after the cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Prithvi Subba Gurung said the probe commission has been mandated to submit a report on the plane crash with suggestions within 45 days. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided that the airlines companies must carry out technical inspection of their aircrafts before flights under the supervision of Nepal Civil Aviation Authority. Communication Minister Gurung added that the government decided to lower the national flag to half-mast tomorrow in the mourning of those who died in the plane crash. Similarly, the government has decided to provide a relief amount to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters. Sharing decisions of cabinet meetings held on different dates, Communication Minister Gurung said the families of persons disappearing for 10 days would be provided with the same relief amount being given to the families of deceased persons. President Ramchandra Pardal has called for working together to build a prosperous Nepal by institutionalizing the Federal Democratic Republic. Addressing the award distribution ceremony organized by the Bhimsen Thapa Memorial Foundation at the President's office in Sital Nivas today, President Pardal said in Nepal, which has several ethnic cultures and traditions, should be united in national unity. Remembering that Bhimsen Thapa's contribution was significant for the independence and integrity of Nepal, President Pardal stressed the need for spreading the message that Nepal has always been independent by globalizing the history of Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the Buddhist philosophy created by the meditation of Siddhartha Gautam is based on science and will not be allowed to weaken. Addressing a book launch ceremony today, organized by Nepal Mandal Literature Culture Trust today, Prime Minister Oli called for expanding Buddhist philosophy. The Prime Minister added that Nepal is a common place for people with all cultures, social norms and religions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehile nai majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deva says discussion on the modality of the operation and implementation of the BRI project is still ongoing. Responding to the queries raised by the parliamentarians in the meeting of International Affairs and Tourism Committee of the Federal Parliament today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Deoba said that the government of Nepal has already signed the framework documents of the BRI project, but no decisions have been its modality. She added that the government would hold intensive discussions with all sides on the BRI. On a different note, the Foreign Affairs Minister stated that the Nepal's nationalism, national interest and Nepali citizens' interest will be kept in. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address the joint houses of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday in a bid to bolster support for his war in the Gaza Strip. According to the BBC, leader Netanyahu's invite was initiated by the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, whose party is trying to show unflinching support for Israel. But several Democratic lawmakers plan to boycott the address over the levels of U.S. military assistance to Israel, given the huge numbers of Palestinians killed. Leader Netanyahu arrived in the U.S. on Monday. After addressing Congress, he will meet President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, then have a separate meeting with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Mr. Netanyahu has said he would present the truth about their just war during his address to Congress in what is his first trip to the U.S. since the conflict with Hamas began. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the offensive against leader Donald Trump in the first rally of a White House campaign. According to the BBC, speaking to a crowd of about 3,000 people in the battleground state of Wisconsin, leader Harris likened her Republican opponent to fraudsters she said she had prosecuted. It comes a day after she secured the support of a majority of Democratic delegates, paving the way for her to become the party's nominee. On Sunday afternoon, President Joe Biden announced he was withdrawing from the race and endorsed his vice president amid mounting pressure from top Democrats and donors following his disastrous debate against leader Trump in late June. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sorry Airlines aircraft crashes during takeoff at Trivandrum International Airport, killing 18 people. Government forms 5-member probe commission to investigate the plane crash. Government to provide relief amount to families of disappeared persons in rain-induced disasters. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for expanding Buddhist philosophy. And Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to address U.S. Congress to bolster support for his war in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.